And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8:50, down 9 3/4 on the open. March, 8:42, down 26 1/2 on the open. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 8:23, down 18 on the open. March, 8:40, down 21 1/2. May, 8:02, down 17 1/4. July, 6:67, down 12 1/2 on the open. December corn opened at 3:59, down 2 on the open. March, 3:75 1/4, down 2 1/2. May, 3:86, down 2 1/2. July, 3:95, down 2. September, $4 1/4, down 2 1/4. December, 4:08, down 2 on the open. November beans open at 9:76 1/2, down 5 1/4 on the open. January, 9:95, down 4 1/4. March, 10:08 1/2, down 4. May, 10:09 1/2, down 7 1/2. July, 10:14 1/2, down 7. August, 10:08, up 1 1/2. November of next year, 9:55 1/2, down 5 1/2 on the open. December soybean meal open at 275, down 160 on the open. January, 277, down $2. December soybean oil open at 40.20, down 22 on the open. January, 40.75, down 17. Over at the Merck, October live cattle open at 95.97 1/2, unchanged on the open. December, 97.25, up 2 1/2. October feeders open at 111.40, up 5 on the open. November, 111.25, up 15. December lean hogs open at 56.20, down 7 1/2 on the open. February, 62.90, down 2 1/2. February bellies open at 81.20, down 32 1/2 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Beautiful morning in East Central Illinois.
Oh, it's just simply gorgeous out there. I wish I was outside playing golf or some other outside activity today. Looking at the charts, Paul, looked back at the wheat chart, and I was a little surprised to see this, but it makes a lot of sense given its volatility. We've had now 9 straight weeks, Paul, where wheat, and I'm looking at the December variety in particular, has made a limit move of 30 cents. We had a limit move yesterday. We're down on the D's right now, 26 1/4. And I guess I'm wondering whether or not this is the end of the bull move or not.
Well, the trend is officially down in the wheat. And, you know, just listening to the panelists on Commodity Week, last week, people are bullish, and we know the Russians put in a head fake with supposedly increasing their tariffs on exported wheat, and that basically fell through, whether that was manufactured or just rumor or whatever. But the weather is definitely better in Australia. The wheat yields that are coming in are better. They've received some rain. It's not only good for their wheat that's still to be harvested, but their feed grains, oil seeds, pasture, livestock, you name it. The world wheat acreage has basically increased tremendously, and we're waiting for some good weather in the western U.S., but as a general rule, planted wheat acreage for next year in Europe, in the world, has just gone up tremendously. So we are looking at a tremendous wheat acreage, and truthfully, I'm surprised that new crop July wheat and July 09 wheat's even holding up as well as it is.
Yeah, I made new contract highs in the overnight trade earlier in the week. That was a little bit surprising. I guess I wonder if you look at the charts, is it logical to suggest that December could see the 740 level?
Well, that's a big gulp, down almost a dollar a bushel here. Dave, but I do think this, that definitely wheat was, you know, basically went too high, and it did encourage a lot of extra wheat planted, and time will just generally tell on just where and how far of a dip we'll go. It'll be interesting to see if that doesn't come about.
Let's turn our attention to soybeans then, which in the November of this year is now at 979 and a quarter, down 2.5, now down 2.75. Take it out the next July, 1019.5, down 2 at the moment. Do you think that dips in the beans are buying opportunities at this point?
You know, beans, a couple things in the beans. And A, we still have 25% of the beans to be harvested. There has been a historic trend for the crop size to get smaller after a smaller October estimate. The exit polling and the exit yield surveys by some of the firms indicate that the yields maybe are a little better than what the USDA yield estimate was on the last report. Our general expectations are that in the soybean oil in the U.S. is being supported that by exporting soybean oil for diesel fuel in Europe. Our general impression is that beans are pretty high-priced, and it is also sending a signal around the world, particularly South America, to produce more beans. Generally, the crush rates seem to be good, but there's been a lot of pre-buying. Commodity funds are long, and our general impression is on good, solid, substantial breaks, I agree that it's probably a buying opportunity in soybeans, and time will tell, because even though we are looking at an increase in soybean acres next year, it is going to be snug, and that's one of the supporting factors.
And if we were to breach to the upside, the resistance in late September, would you figure new contract highs could not be far behind?
Well, that's always an if and a but. My hunch is that the real bullish situation here won't take place unless the South American crop gets in trouble. And that's probably in the December, January, March time frame. So our general impression is that the soybean market does have a lot of bullish hype in it already, and it'll take some major event like a dry weather situation to push it to that kind of level.
So let it simmer for a few months, and then we'll see. Turn our attention to the corn, and let me ask you this. A week ago we were saying a trading range affair. Nothing really has changed in that week. What kind of support level do you put at 357.5?
Well, the 40-day moving average turns bearish at 354.75. Our general impression is that the wheat also, or the corn yields are better in the Midwest than what the last USDA report indicated. We know that the end user basically is quite long and for immediate shipment, and they seem to have a bullish bias. The commodity funds are extremely long. The government basically not only has a little fudge factor on demand with ethanol usage and here on the old crop supply-demand tables, but also they're very generous, almost increasing usage next year on industrial use, almost 1 billion bushels. So if you do wean that back, the corn situation probably is not as tight as what the government is indicating, and if you do come in with a bushel to the acre bigger corn crop, or at least an unchanged to larger, this will also put the, you know, some of the bullish anxiety to rest. Our general impression is that the profitable commodity this last year for the farmer to raise in the good cash corn growing area of the Midwest was corn. He's got plenty of money for inputs, and he always likes to. Usually history indicates that they always like to follow what made them the home run the last year. And so we think they'll be aggressive on planting corn. Maybe not as much as last year's total deal, but a little better than what the USDA and Informa people are indicating. The other factor is a lot of the funds that are long probably don't have a big profit here and are probably getting pretty nervous about long positions in the market in the third place.
Yeah, I think there are maybe a few wanting to get out pretty soon, don't you think?
Well, if it goes below 354, that would probably help the move. on Monday when the stock market was in basic trouble, you know, our impression was that if the stock market would have went down another 100 points or so, instead of rallying, we would have probably seen the commodity funds liquidate, much like they did earlier in the year, because the stock market is a big influence on the Chicago futures contracts as well.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. You're listening to WILO Urbana.